but by this time I catch something looking at me in the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it's like with its pigtails kind of like twisting them around like this and just kind of looking at me.
Created live on Fireside.
Let me talk to you. Yeah. What do you guys think? Wanna be rock?
Let me talk to you.
That's all I'll say on that. Moving on. Today is going to be a little bit of everything show. I'm going to be talking about my first NFL football game that I'm going to this Sunday. Excited about that. I'll be talking about a couple articles I read about the 10,000 step rule. Very interesting on that. As well as I'm going to tell you about something creepy that happened to me. I know it's not even Halloween. I do Halloween themed shows in October. But this was pretty creepy, and it happened to me right after training, or actually while I was training. I'll give you some interesting did you know facts about fitness at the very end, so be sure to stick around. Sunday, I will be going to my first preseason game, or actually my first NFL game preseason, Raiders versus the 49ers. I am a big 49er fan. I'm looking forward to it, going with a couple buddies. As long as there's no fights or anything like that, you know, Raider fan could be a little bit rowdy. But besides that, I'm looking forward to. And even though we are going to the Las Vegas Raiders home, I feel that everything should go smoothly. Just go and have a good time. And if you want to hear how my first experience is at the game, at the preseason game, be sure to follow my new show, sort of new. It's been exclusive here on Fireside, but I'm going to be kind of broadening it up, touching just more football related than anything. It's called The Football Examiner, and there I will be breaking down how it went on the whole football trip, how my first game. I think it's going to be a little bit tough, to be honest with you, for the NFL to compete with the television. Seeing it there and then having to look at maybe the screen, a Jumbotron to see if he really caught it or if his foot dragged. I don't know if it's the same. We'll see. It'll be interesting. Be sure to follow me here on Fireside. That way you can be alerted about the show, The Football Examiner, where I'll be covering football, picks, Niners, NFT football, which is Rainmakers. I actually did one show earlier today, so if you want to check that out, I can show you how and what it's like to play the NFT Rainmakers fantasy football. As well as I'll be bringing on some of my friends from my fantasy football league that we've been playing in for, I would say, at least 30 years plus. All right, so let's get into this creepy thing that happened to me the other day. So I went running with the Claremont Trotters. Me and my friend, we kind of messed up a little bit, took the route a little bit longer than what we were supposed to do. But either way, we were together, so it's no big deal. We got a couple extra miles in, no big deal. So as we're coming into the park where we all met up, there is this very tall individual. And I'm going to say individual because I could never tell really what it was, whether it was a male, female, human, non-human, or alien, or who knows now with today's technology, maybe it was an AI sort of thingamajig. I'm not really quite sure. To give you a little idea, I'm 6 feet tall. So this thing was taller than me, and it was wearing knee-high boots that were like white, creamish boots with really big heels. So maybe it wasn't taller than me. I don't know. Looking up to it, it was taller. So I'm 6 feet, and I had to look up to it. And then it was wearing a mask. So that's where I was like, you couldn't tell what it was. And the mask, it seemed like if you've ever seen Chainsaw Massacre, Texas Chainsaw Massacre with a leather mask, this person had like a leather mask, but it was like in the shape of a bunny. And then it was wearing bunny ears, like giant bunny ears. And then it had pigtails. And I couldn't really tell if the pigtails were real or not. But as I'm finishing up my run, and it was like maybe 5.2 miles, and I was pushing. So I was already kind of tired. It's looking at me kind of in the corner of a bush, and it's just staring at me. And I'm like, what the? But by this time, I catch something looking at me in the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it's like with its pigtails kind of like twisting them around like this and just kind of looking at me. And I'm like, I'm not going to give it no satisfaction that it startled me, but it's not like I was afraid of it. First of all, with those platform boots, there's no mobility. There's no way it's going to be more mobile than me at that point. Two, I'll use your bunny ears to choke you out. You have no idea. And then three is, I was telling my friend about this and he thought it was kind of strange, but I always train to motivate myself. Like if you've ever heard or seen The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, I've always trained myself to think of like the worst possible scenario to get me to keep going when I'm already tired. So for example, I'll be running and I'll be like, you're tired, you want to slack off, take your foot off the pedal. And then I'll tell myself, pretend that a dog got loose and you're going to have to run for your life. I make myself start running. Or pretend someone's going to start chasing you right now and you got to go. So I'm always kind of playing those scenarios when I'm tired. And so when that happened, I was like, no big deal. I'm like, I still got another engine. I still got another gear. I could still turn it up. And if you want to get down and scrap, because I don't know what your intentions are, dressed up as a bunny in the middle of the daytime while trying to be all low pro in a bush. Like if anything would have been attempted, my natural reaction would have been to elbow and then choke and then take off running. I mean, what else am I going to do? That was very creepy. And it's barely summertime. Over here in California, it's getting pretty close to 100 degrees. So to be wearing a mask and all that, get up in the middle of the summertime, I was like, I'm either going to hear about some sort of massacre that happened in Claremont, or this person is just like, I don't know, like, who knows what they were up to. But it was very weird, very creepy. It just goes to show you that you should always be prepared, even if you're working out. And even if you're coming to the end of your workout, and even if you're fatigued and tired, always be aware of your surroundings, always be aware of your situations. And this is why I'm such a huge fan, advocate, ambassador for martial arts, self-defense, learning to defend yourself, learning to, and knowing that you can defend yourself even if you're tired. Because I'm always pushing jiu-jitsu. If you're tired, it's not all about using all the strength. It's about leverage. It's about position. So that's something that will definitely very much help you. I think pretty soon I'll be able to put a whole best of Mythbusters, different myths that we've talked about on here as far as fitness related. You can check out past episode of the King Arthur's pose versus the wall stretch and find out that it's basically the same thing. I was reading a couple articles about I'm sure we've all heard it. We've all know somebody who does this as part of their routine, the 10,000 step a day rule. Where does anybody really know where that came from? Does anybody know where it evolved from? Does anybody know why some people are so obsessed? I got to get my 10,000 steps in. Well, it turns out that it originated in Japan in 1965 by this company called, and forgive me, I'll probably mispronounce it, but my Japanese isn't too fluent. It's Yamasa. It released a pedometer called Manpo Ni, which translates to 10,000 step meters. So basically, there was no grounded science behind any of the fitness tracker. It was just basically like the default goal of 10,000 steps. And it has caught on through that. Now, a bunch of pedometers and trackers automatically set it to 10,000. But there's really been no study. And I'll link the articles in case you want to read it. This particular fitness instructor was talking about things that you can do that are more productive than hitting your 10,000 steps, which after reading some additional articles, and it's funny, you know, I'm always combing through it. I'll probably bring back that show, Athletic Definition, Sports and Fitness News, where I'm always like lurking and I just like to share the things that I saw. So it just popped across another article about 10,000 steps as I was doing my research. And on this same article, it does talk about how Harvard recently came out with a study. And it actually says that by taking 4,400 steps per day, is enough to significantly lower the risk of death in women compared to only taking 2,700 steps daily. There was another article. This one was from the UK, but it also had to do with 10,000 steps. And this one was with a couple different universities. And let's see here. Looks like it was the Medical University of Lodz in Poland and Johns Hopkins University of Medicine in the US. And they were just basically talking about the steps, the 10,000 steps. So what they did is they did an analysis of more than 226,000 people around the world. And it showed that 4,000 was enough to start reducing the risk of dying prematurely of any cause. Just over 2,300 steps is enough to benefit the heart and blood vessels. The more you do, the more health benefits are seen, the research has shown. Every 1,000 steps beyond 4,000 steps reduce the risk of dying early by up to 15%, up to 20,000 steps. The team from medical, and I already mentioned the universities, and that applied to all genders, all ages, regardless of where they lived, if they liked to dress up in bunny suits. It didn't matter. It applied to it all. However, the biggest benefits were among the under 60 years old and under. And so now this is where I'm going to share some facts about working out. And I think that the woke people especially won't like this, because I understand, you know, if you have medical issues, you have thyroid issues, you have eating disorders, you have mental health issues, this does not apply to you. But to the people who are lazy and just want to use the wokeness to say, oh, I love myself because I'm out of shape and this is the way I am and don't want to do anything about it. Of course, if you don't know by now, the number one killer in the world is cardiovascular disease. Can you imagine that that is like the number one killer when there's people who die still from lack of nutrition, no food? And then this one is the fourth most frequent cause around the world, according to World Organization data, and it is insufficient physical activity, lack of working out. I mentioned on the past show that was driving by and I saw this guy who looked like he couldn't get out of his truck. It looked like he was struggling. He was having a really difficult time. I know that's why they put railings in the bathroom so people can get up from the bathroom, because they have such weak quads and hamstrings. Did you know that 3.2 million deaths per year occur because of inactivity? All you have to do is be active. I have plenty of friends and plenty of family members who refuse to work out, who say I hate to sweat, who refuse to perspire, anything like that. Sometimes I feel like I'm fighting a battle that's impossible to win. But the whole goal has been, at some point in your life, it'll be time for you to hear this message or make the change. Or maybe you've always been motivated, or maybe you just need something to keep going. This whole show is just basically to keep you motivated, keep you inspired, keep going. If you're already great, then be even better than you are. Let's help avoid, like, I don't know, I'm going to touch on this more on a future show, but I was doing a show on mental health for men recently, just kind of passed, and I was going to do a second show. So many crazy things have been going on in my life, and if it wasn't for working out, if it wasn't for me through the years from working out, having enough discipline to put myself when mentally I really don't want to do it, or my heart's not into it, or different things from sorrow, from mourning, from tragedies, from life. That discipline, it has helped me keep doing what I'm supposed to do, which is a great way for me to release all this stress. Besides talking, of course, and some people may need professional help and everything, but exercise is so good for the mental health. And now, you know, if we can avoid being one of the sorrows in one of our family members' life, that we don't pass early, that we are around for our kids or grandkids, our nieces, our nephews, our family members, and it's all just because we're active a little bit. It is the bar is set so low right now that it doesn't really take much to be in shape, really. Last thing is, if that doesn't motivate you enough, how about $25,000? That's right, $25,000. Studies have shown that people who exercise regularly make about $25,000 more per year than people that don't. Do you say, well, I'm so woke that I'm just going to love me, or $25,000? Everyone has different motivation factors. For some people, it could be the way they look, for other people, for themselves. Money is a great motivating factor. If $25,000 more a year isn't motivation enough for you, I don't really know what it is. Tell me what turns it around for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Athletic Definition. This has been episode 203. My name is Coach Ray Z. Till next time, catch me here live on Fireside. I'm out.